The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Alright, it's the first episode of Noodle Time. And let me get started just by saying that I'm just so happy to be talking about noodles for 10 episodes. Sounds crazy just to be talking about noodles, but it's something that I really enjoy talking about. Not just noodles, but food in general. Since I was a little kid, I've been watching YouTube videos as long as I can remember, from different kinds of YouTubers that would travel the world just to eat food. That was just my passion, just watching YouTube videos and just watching people eat. One person in particular that was one of my favorites was, his name was Mark Weens, and he mainly traveled around many Southeast Asian countries, and he's actually made me grow into love a lot of cuisine. Because back in the day, I was a very picky eater. I didn't really like certain things, but now I like anything and everything. So yeah, let's get started with this first episode, and we're gonna be talking about Vietnamese noodles. So Vietnamese noodles is pretty diverse in the sense that there's a lot of different areas of Vietnam. And each specific region specializes in many different things. So we got Northern Vietnam. It's pretty close to Cambodia. So they use really similar ingredients such as rice noodles that is mainly used in Cambodian cuisine as well. And they also use, there's also Central Vietnam. And it's kind of similar to Northern Vietnam. But from what I've seen in YouTube videos such as Mark Weens, he's traveled to Central Vietnam, and what they mainly like to use is a lot of spice in their broths. They like to use a lot of spicy like peppers, and they like to incorporate it into their soups and to their overall dishes. And we also got Southern Vietnam, and since that's very close to the coast, they always like using seafood in their dishes. And so in Southern Vietnam, you're mainly going to be looking at a bunch of curries, a lot of curry noodle dishes, and yeah, just food that involves a lot of seafood since it's very close to the coast. So let me talk about Northern Vietnam, and one dish in particular that's really popular, not just in Vietnam, but it's very popular around the world. And I don't know if you guys know this dish, but the dish is called pho. And this is a really popular dish because of the Vietnam War, a lot of Vietnamese refugees traveled to America, and they brought over many dishes. And one of the most popular dishes that was brought over is pho. And I like it. A lot of my friends like it. And so yeah, let's just talk about that. All right, so pho is pretty versatile. There's a lot of different types. The amount of ingredients you can get in pho is actually pretty absurd. Absurd in the sense that it's quite crazy at how versatile and creative you can get with the dish. You can add chicken to the dish, you can add beef, you can add beef meatballs. There's a variety of different vegetables you can add to this soup. But overall, Vietnamese pho is basically a rice noodle soup. And the main broth that is typically used is depending on the type of animal bones that you're going to be using to make the soup. The most popular one is they use beef bones to make a beef broth. You could also sub that out for chicken. So they also there's two main different types of pho. There's chicken pho and there's beef pho. And to tag along with the noodles, you could also add a bunch of toppings to the broth. Such as bean sprouts, you could add cilantro, you could add green onions, and yeah, just you could add a bunch of garnishes. And me personally, like, I never really liked cilantro as a little kid, but as I tried pho for the very first time, I found that the pairing with the cilantro and the pho broth really matched well together. And ever since now, like, I really like cilantro in all of my dishes, not just pho. But yeah, my typical pho order, I usually like mine with just thinly sliced beef. And it's kind of crazy that in some pho restaurants, they use really thinly sliced beef and they just put it directly into the soup raw. And when it's given to you on the table, the heat of the broth just actually, it actually cooks the meat in the soup. So as soon as you eat the broth, the beef isn't raw anymore. And yeah, I just find that quite interesting. All right, so now let's go a little bit south, but not all the way south, and let's talk about one of the most popular dishes in central Vietnam. And this one's quite interesting because it also originated from one of the main capital cities of Vietnam, and that's the city of Hue. And this dish also was popularized back in the Vietnam War when the refugees came to America and brought over their dishes for everyone to try. And this dish is called Bún Bò Hue, in since the name Hue, because since the dish is named after the city it was originated in. And yeah, this dish, this soup is pretty unique because it uses a really thick rice noodle. And this one is sort of like the thickness of a spaghetti noodle, but it's not really made out of wheat. It's made out of rice. And that's kind of interesting because compared to pho noodles are usually typically really thin. And but I feel like the noodles that are used in Bún Bò Hue really pair well with the broth, because the broth is actually quite thick in a sense. It's not like a porridge thickness, but it's like a little bit thinner than a gravy, but it's not really a soup. But Bún Bò Hue goes well with a bunch of different meats, and it goes with a bunch of different toppings as well. And in Bún Bò Hue, you can actually put this thing called coagulated blood cubes. And first time I tried this dish, I really didn't like the blood cubes because it just tasted of iron. You know how blood has iron, and then if you actually eat it, you'll actually taste like the gaminess of the meat, of the blood cubes itself. And for me, the first time I had it, it wasn't really pleasant. But as I tried the dish more and more, it kind of works well with the whole dish, and it kind of makes a cohesive dish. And you could also add thinly sliced onions. I feel like that works well because the broth is really salty, and then I feel like the tanginess of the onions works well with the soup as a whole. And yeah, Bún Bò Hue is one of the dishes that I never really, you'll never really think of ordering at a restaurant if you're looking for Vietnamese food, but it's something that you should totally try, because even though there's a little bit of unique ingredients such as the coagulated blood cubes, oh, and you could also experience some pig foot in there. They also use that to make the broth of the soup, and it's pretty chewy because pig's foot, it basically just tastes like fat, but I feel like it works well with the soup because the fat kind of coats your lips. And It makes for a nice balance between the soup and then the meat. And I really think the star of that of this dish is the noodles, because the thickness of the noodles, it actually works well with the different types of toppings that you're gonna be pairing it with. Because you got the al dente noodles, and you got the crunchy onions, and then you also got a chewy and savory, like coagulated blood cubes, as well as the pig's foot. And it actually works well as a dish as a whole. Last but not least, I think we should talk about one dish from South Vietnam. And this one I've tried recently at a restaurant, and it was pretty good the first time I've tried it. I actually really enjoyed the dish. And this one is, in English, it's translated to a crab noodle soup, but in Vietnamese, it's known as bún riêu. And this one is not really a broth, and this one is actually more like a gravy. And the noodles that are accompanied with it, it's actually kind of two types of noodles. The one that I had at the restaurant, it came with really, really thick cylindrical rice noodles, and it was also paired with the same size, but it was wheat noodles. So it was kind of interesting, because I've never had something like that where they use two noodles in one dish. And to accompany bún riêu with these noodles and the gravy, it's actually a crab dish. So to make the broth, they actually boil crabs, and they use the flavor of the crab shells to make the broth, and then they also incorporate the crab meat to make the gravy, and that gravy is used in accompaniment with the noodles. And overall, I really like the dish, because it kind of tastes similar to like when you eat a crab and then you eat the part, I forget what it's called, but it's the shell, and you have it's called the tomoli. So it's like the fish roe of, or like the roe of the crab, and it kind of tastes like, it kind of matches the consistency of that, but it's in a noodle dish. And so that flavor from like the crab, from the crab roe, is kind of enhanced, and that's pretty much the showcase of that dish. And this dish is, in my opinion, is quite interesting compared to the others, because it uses this thing called fish sauce. And if you were to try this for the first time, you might think it's a little bit funky. But in my opinion, the more you try it, the more you realize it's just a vessel for salt. And it's used a lot in many different cuisines to flavor many different dishes, to add a salty factor to the dish. And yeah, fish sauce, along with the crab tomoli and the crab shells to make the broth. Bún riêu uses fish sauce as one of the bases to make the broth flavorful. And along with the rice noodles, it's a really good dish, and I kind of recommend that you try it. Alright, before I end this episode about Vietnamese noodles, I don't want to discredit all the other noodle dishes around Vietnam. Just to let you guys know, there are an infinite amount of other noodle dishes that you could try and you could actually discover in Vietnam. If you just go on YouTube, you search up any like typical food blogger, you could actually find there are many different noodles and other dishes from Vietnam that I haven't talked about in this episode. I know one, I don't really know the name, but there's one that involves coconut milk, and there's other ones that is more of like a curry noodle. But yeah, there are many different noodle dishes in Vietnam, and it's such a broad topic to just be talking about three noodles, but that's just what it is. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to my very first podcast. This was Noodle Time, and I'm your Noodle Guy.